I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And the show today is going to be different. Yes, because I have an admission to make. An earth-shattering, mind-boggling, world-changing commentary that I have for you. Yes, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. See, I know what it is and you don't. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. At any rate, the mind-boggling admission I have to make is that your old doctor, the doctor, is not perfect. I know that shocks you. You're shocked and amazed that I'm not perfect. Would that it were so, but it's not. I'm not perfect. I made a mistake in the last show. A big one. A really big one. Okay. Everything I said about Peppermint was true, but I was not showing you the most recent version. Everything I showed you was version 10. The new version is out. I was talking about everything I said was talking about the new version. I should have known when I saw that Firefox was already installed. Because I'd read about the new version and it said, we don't pre-install a browser for you. You get to pick that. And in the new version, that's true. But it was already pre-installed. So I should have known right then, something's amiss. But I just kept going. Just steamrolled right over that. Anyway, there you go. So let's look at the real new version, a very brief clip to show you the differences. All right, I have to admit to some embarrassment. Everything I said in the last episode about Peppermint, I stand by, but I was talking about the new version of Peppermint, which just came out, and I got a hold of the older version of Peppermint, and that's what I demoed. So this is the real new version of Peppermint. The one I was talking about that's based on Debian. All right. Sorry about that. This is the new menu as you bring it up for the first time in the test mode. So you can install a web browser. Select from a variety of web browsers to install. It doesn't come with a web browser already installed. It allows you choice. I like choice, as you know. Then you can come down, load Peppermint extras, go through the tutorial, read the release notes, make system changes here, various things. Let's do the install a web browser option. I'm curious as to what that looks like. Oh my, lots of choices. Look at this. Firefox, Conqueror, GNOME, Falcon, Tor Browser, Midori, Chromium. Wow. Just for fun, I'm going to choose Chromium and say install selected. Notice the installation runs quickly here. Now, this is the, to be fair, the demo version, so to speak. So we're not installing it permanently, but all your other options are there. Ice, which I talked about, is there and so forth. So it would be better to install this more permanently, but to fully test it and make sure everything gets installed properly. But this is actually the new Debian, which is fast and I think a lot more modern and cleaner looking. But I did want to let you know that the old doctor made a mistake. I installed the older version, version 10. This is version 11, although I'm not sure they're calling it version 11 anymore. That's now just, like I said in the last program, I called it just Peppermint, not Peppermint Linux, because they're just calling it Peppermint now. So their naming scheme is a little different. Like I said, this is the live version, live user version. So download the new one. Take a look at it. I had several good comments from viewers about Peppermint. It is the one that I recommend for older machines, the Linux that I recommend for older machines. And really, you'll find even on a modern fast machine, it is really modern, really fast, really clean. So just about anywhere you could use Peppermint. But I wanted to let you know, I'm just not perfect. Okay, there you go. Hopefully you understand that the old doctor is not perfect. I'm sure some of you, I know one at least of my viewers out there, the other computer curmudgeon, as I like to call him, is going, we knew. Believe me, we knew. Okay. All right. Okay. Enjoy it. Anyway, we are still having a show today because I got a new device. I like getting new devices. Let me get it here off the desk. This is my new device that I'm playing with. This is the MediaSonic Homeworks Digital Converter Box. Now, this is not, let me tell you what it's not first. It is not a cable converter box. This box has a TV tuner, an over-the-air ATSC 1.0 version, which is the current standard, not 3.0, which is the new standard that's coming. But this is the current over-the-air standard. Full HD, 1080p, digital converter box. So it has a tuner built in so that you can plug it into an antenna and watch television. But the nice thing about it is it has several key features. One of the key features is it has a single tuner, okay? But that single tuner will allow you to record. So you can actually record with this device. Now, you can't record one channel while you watch another. Okay? There are limitations. Keep in mind, this is under $30. So, you know, you get what you pay for. But the other feature, the one that I got it for is it has a built-in program meter. So you put it on a channel and you hit the info button twice on the remote. Here is the remote. Okay? You hit the info button, pop, pop, twice, and that puts it into a metering mode. And you see a meter on the bottom of the screen, and it allows you to tune it in. So let's take a look at it, and I'll show you some of the features of this device right now. All right, we're on the Homeworks device here. And I'm going to go into the menu system. I had already programmed it before, so that's why we have a channel playing. That's local channel 2. I'm going to go over here to the channel search, and we're going to do an auto search. Now, I just have a simple antenna connected up here. It's an indoor antenna. Not very powerful at all. Just connected it with some coax. And it is doing a channel search right now through the frequencies that are available. So that's what we're taking a look at. You'll notice the progress bar is slowly going across the screen. And it will start filling in and finding channels. There we go. WXII. MeTV, the CW, Bounce, the new Story Channel, which, by the way, the Story Channel just started recently in our area. If you aren't getting it currently and you're living in the Piedmont Triad, go ahead and rescan your channels and you will find it. They're adding channels all the time. So as the progress continues here, we're adding additional channels, WXLV, Newsy, Charge, Stadium, and on, as we add these channels in. Now, this scan, like I said, this is an automated scan. You can choose to manually insert a channel that you wouldn't normally pick up during a scan. So, for instance, if you have an antenna with a rotator on it, you may want to rotate the antenna, scan there, rotate it to a different position, and scan there to pick up different channels, and then be able to use your rotator to pull those channels in. Or you can, like I say, enter them directly, and that will allow you to do that as well. But you obviously have to know a lot of the information that it's going to ask for. So I typically do a scan to see what's available. And for the purpose of this overview, I just wanted to scan available channels in one location, one position, and see what we end up with. So far, we've got 23 channels that we've scanned and found. That doesn't mean all of them are going to be clear or without any faults. It just means we've got a signal of some kind. So we're going to finally go up to the 800 megahertz range. And once we get up into the 800s, that should be it. So it should complete here. And once it does, we get the saving. And the channels are there. So now, here's channel 2. Here's channel 48. Channel 45. The range of channel 45, all the different sub-channels. Channel 20. Channel 16. Now, channel 16 is Burlington for me. And we'll keep going through here. Channel 12 is Winston-Salem. These are sub-channels for channel 12. Here's the main WXII TV channel. You notice had a little glitch there as it locked in. It will lock into the digital signal if it can. Channel 2. There's channel 2, the main channel. So we're back full circle, so to speak. Now let's say that I wanted to record what's going on channel 2. I've got a record button on my remote. If I hit that, it will say no disk detected because I don't have a USB drive mounted on the machine. So let's remedy that and come back to our test. All right, we're back here, and I have inserted a USB stick, so let's hit that. It is now recording. You notice up in the corner, it shows that it is recording. We'll go ahead now and we'll stop the recording. Do you want to stop record? Okay. All right, we've stopped recording. Let's now go in and see if we have what we have recorded here. There's our menu, settings. PVR configure, record device, okay, that's a 32 gig USB stick, so that is correct. Okay, one thing I wanted you to see here, let me exit out. of what I've got here. There we go. And if I hit the info button twice, you'll notice it brings up a program meter. Now, this is really handy because this will allow you to move your antenna and will change your recording. I'm going to move the antenna now. So you notice immediately my strength on my meter jumped up there. I'm going to move it back to where I had it. Okay, right in there. Gets me up into the 70 range, or it did there for a second. I think it's because I had my hand on the antenna that it jumped up. So I was adding myself to the antenna. There we go. That's with me touching the antenna that it jumped way up there. If I remove my hand, it falls back down. So obviously that can't be a thing you do. But that's interesting. So I'm going to exit out of that. And let's do a TV list so we can see the channels that I have available here from our scan, everything that we found. There we go. And electronic program guide. Let me exit out of that and hit the electronic program guide. Here we go. We can see what we have available right now through the program guide. And as we hover over it, we get a little more in-depth view of what it is that we're looking at. Now, the interesting thing is here, let's say that I saw this program, Trace of Evil, and I thought, hey, I want to record that. I can hit the record button, and there we go. Hit the OK button. I'm sorry. I'm still learning the remote. Hit the OK button. And then come down here, start time, stop time, mode record, and then OK to confirm. And that will set it up to record that program when it comes on. So you can only record one thing at a time. It only has one tuner in it. But this is not bad for the amount of money that you are purchasing it for. You know what I'm saying? This is not a Tableau. This is not a high-end DVR. But you can at least record something when you're not at home on one channel. So there's that. The one thing I will say about the tuner in this thing is it is a pretty good quality tuner. It does a good job. If you saw the antenna that I'm using here, it is absolutely nothing to sneeze at. And I've just got it sitting here on a table beside me, inside, well away from walls and windows. So it's actually doing very well, all things considered. Very good, clear signal. So that's a quick overview of this device, and hopefully you enjoyed it and give you something to think about. I particularly like it for the meter. That's what I got it for, is to set it up with the meter so I could find the very best location for my antenna, and then I could set it back up with my regular devices, knowing that I've got the best setting for my antenna. All right, so there you go. That's the device, and it's got a cute little handle on the box. I don't know why. It's not like you're going to carry this around. Maybe you will, I don't know. And it even has a little diagram here that shows you how to hook it up. So, nice. Yeah, nothing exciting. It comes with a few cables. This is if you have the old-style audio cables that you're connecting up. Comes with instructions. I'm not going to do an official unboxing. I don't like doing unboxings. Too many things to think about. But you can use a standard USB stick to record, which we saw in the program, or the overview that I did there. Once you plug it in, you can start recording. So there you go. And if you plug in a spinning external drive, USB drive, that has a lot of space, you can record quite a bit. Yeah, it works with the USB stick. So there you go. So I like it. I think it's useful. I've already used it for what I mainly wanted, which is to set up my antennas here in the computer room that I've shown you before to optimally tune it in and view my local TV programming as best it can do for an internal TV antenna system. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed the program today. Tune in next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.